Well, they had some dairies, yeah.
Yes.
The dairies generally raised some of the raised calves, kept calves, and raised them.
Were they pretty good sized farms?
Well, 50, 60 cows, and raised milk 50, 60 cows. Just about what one person could tend to. Before we got milking machines, you know. I remember before we had milking machines, well, you milked a cow by hand. And it wasn't everybody could milk a cow, you know. You had to know how. Of course, after they got the milking machines, then they enlarged their hoods. You could tend to them better, more.
Yes, sir. Where did you let your cows graze?
Well, we had a pasture farm.
Was that usually?
Now, when I was a boy, we didn't have any stock law in this country. In order for you to protect your garden and your crops, you fenced your stuff in. It was your responsibility to keep them out. It wasn't the owner's responsibility to keep them out. It was your responsibility to keep your neighbor's cow out of your field. So you had good fences. And by having good fences like that, well, the cows could run out on the public. And we had uncut timber back in the back of the place, and a long lane that went down with a wire fence on each side. They'd go down and put the cows in that wooded area, maybe in 50, 60 acres, and they could in the woods there. And of course, the cows would come up to be milked. They'd come up themselves. You kept the calf at home, kept him in a calf pen, calf lot. And they'd come to the calf, but they'd go to the woods every day and eat. And they'd come up in the afternoon. But when I was a boy, we didn't milk but once a day, and that was in the morning. We didn't milk in the afternoon. The cow would come up in the evening, and we'd bring them on up and have them a lot farm. And then the next morning, we'd go out and turn the cow and the calf together and milk. Come one together as you need them, you know. Let a calf into his mother, milk her and turn her up, turn them out, and they would go on another lot where the calf would generally leave the calf what we call one tit. And he got so he could have food too, you know. Then after he got big enough to eat, well, we didn't leave him much. We didn't even take most of the milk. Just let him strip the cow and be a mighty rustling after that milk too. That calf put rough on his mama sometimes.
How did you call your cows to get them to come to you?
Oh, they'd come just without calling them. Well, they had a way a high note they called Suki, you know. Zoo cow, zoo cow.
Did you say the same thing to calves?
Say much to the calf. Father's his mother.
Right. What about calls to your hogs?
Whoop. Whoop. Whoop pig. Whoop pig.
Did you say anything to them to get them to scatter?
Get the pigs to scatter?
Yes.
No. We generally call them up to feed them. Corn. And they get in the habit of knowing it. You wouldn't have to call them about once they'd come, you know, come in a hurry.
What about sewage? Is that used for anything?
Sewage? You mean from the house?
No, sir. Sewage, like a call to hog.
Oh.
Didn't use that?
Sewage? Yeah, we run them off. Yeah, an expression. Soupy. Sewage. But it's a different incantation, different